Good morning. We're just very blessed to be here. Thank you for that singing, those song selections. We're just very encouraged. Thank you for that prayer, Alan. I would just like to have a word of prayer before we start as well. Lord, we just bow before you today, Father. I just pray that you would bless these few crumbs, Lord, that we have here, Father. Could it be a blessing and edification to your people, Lord? I just pray that you would help me with my thoughts, Lord. Help me to express my thoughts, Lord, and help me to express the thoughts that you've given me, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We just commit this time into your hands. In your worthy name we pray. Amen. Well, good morning. Welcome. This morning, as I've been considering what to share, I kept coming back to, I guess, the time of year it is, and kind of the birth of Jesus. The Bible don't tell us when he was born, and it's not important, because if it was, it would be recorded for us, but it is still in there, and it is that time of year, and I just thought, I have some verses I'd like to share on that. Jesus still brings hope, joy, and peace to our hearts and lives in this, our day, after so many years. The Jewish people were watching and waiting on the promised Messiah for many generations. I can't imagine how each generation hoped that he would come in their lifetime. Most were looking for an earthly king to come and set up an earthly kingdom that would set them free from the bondage and oppression of the Romans and the people that they were serving. But when Christ did come, why, the majority missed his coming. And I had to think, today we're waiting on him to come again, on his second coming. We know that he's coming back for his bride, the church. Jesus is our hope, our peace, and our Savior. And I was thinking, I wrote down that are we waiting with as much anticipation as the Jewish people were back in that day? I trust we are, but it was just a thought. Check my heart. I'm not going to read all of it, for the sake of time, but I'd like to start by reading Matthew 1, verses 21 to 23. And he shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin. Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. It was recorded there in the dream that Joseph had. In Matthew 2:9-11, when they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were coming to the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented unto him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. From there, I'd like to go to Luke 2:8-14. And this is where the angels appeared unto the shepherds and had to think of where it's here. And I'll read it first, I guess. And they were in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, watching over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, and ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I had to think of the joy that the angels had in proclaiming the good news in that birth to the Do we have that same joy? We still have the same good news to proclaim. I kind of have compiled some verses, and there'll be quite a bit of reading. The hope and joy and peace that Jesus brings. And I would just like to read some of them now. In Romans, I'd like to turn to Romans 5:1-5 and read that. It says, Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. Romans 12:12 says, Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Romans 15:12-13. And again, Isaiah saith, There shall be a root of Jesse, and he shall rise to reign over the Gentiles. And in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope will fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope and the power of the Holy Ghost. Let me reread that last line, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. From there, 1 Peter 1:3-5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God, through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last times. There was an account there in John where when Jesus appeared to the Samaritan woman, and then she went and got the rest of the town. He abode there a few days. Then a lot of those people believed on him. In John 4:42 it says, "And said the woman, now, and said unto the woman, now we believe, not because of thy saying, for we have heard him ourselves, and know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world." In Acts 5:29-32, "And Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." Acts 13:23-26. "Of this man's seed hath God promised, of this man's seed hath God, according to his promise, raised unto Israel a Savior, Jesus. When John had first preached before his coming the baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel, and as John fulfilled his course, he said, whom think ye that I am? I am not he, but behold, there cometh one after me, whose shoes of his feet I am not worthy to loose. Men and brethren, children of the stock of Abraham, and whosoever among you feareth God, to you is the word of his salvation sent." Second Timothy 1:10, "But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to the light of the gospel." Ephesians 2:12-22. "At that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenant of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinance, for to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye are also builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Romans 14, 17 and 19. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. For he that in these things serveth Christ is accepted. For he that in these things serveth Christ is acceptable to God and approved of men. Let us therefore follow after the things which make for peace and things wherewith one may edify one another. You know the Galatians 5, the fruit of the Spirit, but I'll read it here anyway. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ has crucified the flesh with affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. John 14, 27 to 29. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father. For my Father is greater than I am. And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it come to pass, ye might believe. Romans 5, 1 and 2. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherewith we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. I'd like to read, I have one more verse here in closing, Titus 2, 11 to 15. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. So I have. Thank you for listening.